there are several significant improvements that are going to take place. We are going to put in a pad and an electrical service for an RV-based caretaker. We're also going to replace the outhouse. That's currently a very deteriorated wooden unit. We're going to put in a new concrete outhouse like the ones at Banana Point and Greens Camp. And we're also going to fill in the pistol range, expand the pistol range a little bit, and we're going to put a 12-foot high berm around the pistol range so that we eliminate some of the safety issues we've had with crossfire between the three ranges, the shotgun, pistol, and rifle range. In addition to that, we're going to raise the level of the access road about 6 inches or so. And we're going to do quite a bit of ditching and drainage work to make sure that all these new improvements and the existing improvements drain out properly. Right now, anyone that's been there when it's wet out knows that the access road has been the drainage ditch as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping to make these improvements so that you can actually go shoot without getting your feet wet if it happens to be wet outside.
Ultimately, you hope to have someone there at least for part of the year as a caretaker person? Or?
Yes, we're hoping for at least, you know, in the warmer months having someone there, and we'd like to get someone there year-round, but obviously, you know, that's going to be, there's probably going to be less people willing to do that than a seasonal position.
How much have you contracted for? How much do you have in hand to do the work? And
well, there were three state grants starting in 2008. We got $25,000 that year. In 2011, we got another $25,000. And in 2012, we got $50,000. So there's a total of $100,000. The current construction that Reed Brothers is going to be doing out there is $62,000, a little over $62,000. So the outhouse we purchased separately, that was another $16,000. So we are going to have a little bit left over after this phase of construction. And we are in the process of actually implementing some security upgrades to the range facilities as well. And for obvious reasons, I'm not going to go into what those are. But we have a plan to, you know, protect the new improvements and our existing improvements from further vandalism and damage. Once we get all this done, we want it to stay nice.
So people will still be able to use it during the downtime when it's not, when work isn't happening between now and August? Or...
Yes. Okay. Yes. Whenever there isn't active construction work going on or equipment staged on site, whenever it's possible for us to leave it open, we will.
Excited to get this work done as Rod and Gun Club presidents? And...
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
What's going on with the club these days? It's been
yeah, we're pretty much business as usual other than all this construction.
Okay.
And we're hoping to, when we get done with this, have an open house out there, maybe a barbecue, just kind of reintroduce the improved site to the community. And we're expecting that we'll have more interest at that point in activities and functions out there because of it'll be a much more welcoming environment and much more functional environment.
And safer, it sounds like, too.
Yes,